The District, not to be confused with a college party destination close to UNF of the same name, will probably cost around $500 million. The South Bank project is spearheaded by Peter Rummel, who says the community will help make all of Jacksonville healthier.
5 years from now, when it's done and completed and up and running and people understand it, it's going to be a nexus. It's going to be a focal point that I think will be incomparable in any place in town.
The 30-acre property formerly owned by JEA will be constructed so that people unintentionally exercise, meaning the district will be walkable and force people to make what developers call subconsciously healthy choices. And the district's Michael Muntz says the neighborhood won't be limited to a certain age group or type of business either.
We're working with the shopping center group, which are retail specialists. We've been having a lot of conversations with the retail world that includes shops, dining, riverfront bars and restaurants, etc.
Muntz and Rummel say it'll be around a year from a targeted March groundbreaking to finish engineering the foundation of the project, plumbing, electricity, and infrastructure. But they say they're already collecting information from interested parties on their website. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.